It's time for the Killjoys After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 3, Episode 8, Heist Heist Baby. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome, my Jelko friends. It's time for the Killjoys After Show. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. Don't be a Jelko. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm going to see how many times I can say Jelko. I'm Yael Teagle, not a Jelko. I'm joined by Zach Wilson.
Hey, guys. Zach Wilson here. Tweet me at that Zach Wilson. All the social media platforms. God, this studio is being such Jelko right now.
Guys, we're in a Jelko mood.
It's very warm.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us. I'm excited to talk about this episode that was full of, like, a good old-fashioned Killjoys mission and some deep, like, universe-changing
plot-building,
plot-rule stuff.
Right. I agree. This was a really fun episode. Personally, I was a big fan of the amount of sex jokes that were in it. Like, not subtle, like,
there's
hints.
Stuff they said that I'm just like, wait, was this on television?
It was, and it was beautiful. Let's start with Anila and Kendry. Let's start there.
No.
Okay.
I think they started it with the heist when they wanted to go to the plant and pull in a Jelko move. We're going to talk about the heist.
We'll talk about the heist first.
This is all pre-planned.
That's why it was so smoothly done. Let's talk about the heist then. Yay! Okay, so we've discovered that there's a weapon that's going to disrupt the Hullen. We need to go steal a giant vibrator. I'm going to be real honest. If you're going to write in a vibrator joke and claim that it's a giant vibrator, show us a giant vibrator. Like, I want something at least.
You want somebody riding it?
No, I just want something interestingly shaped. You know what I mean? If we're going to do it, then, like, let's do it. You know?
Sure.
Okay. So we got to go steal this giant. I don't remember what they actually called it because all my notes says it's
the
vibrator.
Sonic something.
Sure.
Transmitter?
Screwdriver? Sonic screwdriver?
No.
Also shaped like... Anyway, so we go and talk to our old friend Borna and see that her third wife is Jelko.
That was such a weird twist for Jelko to show up here. First of all, I like that we got him back and found out what happened to him. In terms of, like, I was, like, it's an interesting character to pick back up with after the collapse of... the entire system that he was a part of.
Sure. I'm really glad that we brought him back. I personally don't like that we brought him back and he's jokey and fun. I liked that he was a Jelko, and now I feel like he's like comedic relief.
But he did still pull off a trademark Jelko move.
Totally Jelko move. Because he wanted to steal something for his wife. Like, that's the problem, is that he pulled off a Jelko move for a good reason, which is not Jelko. Jelko kills people for killing people.
But the point is he screwed something up for a selfish reason. And what is more Jelko than that?
I guess what I'm upset about is that they made me like him. I think that's where my, like, pain is.
Third.
First of all, Borna is my new favorite character. And who I want to be when I grow up. I'm going to be real honest. I would like to have three spouses. I would like to not only control their lives, but also have them come and defend me and steal for me. And then one of them have an 8-pack. This sounds like the perfect life for me, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like Yael. That's Borna space
is,
Yael.
Borna is space Yael. Big fan. The scene in the bar when we're trying to steal the key and the eye from the actual driver, where we have the flirting attempts by Dutch and by Johnny, and then Davin and his big old gun. This was like classic Killjoys. Like, this is what we love about this show.
Yeah, this is the old school version of this show before it got into, like, oh, we're leading a giant war.
Yeah, there's like...
And not that that's bad. It's just like it wasn't what the show was when it started.
Right. It was it was like mini fights and that leads to a bigger picture. And now it's like, there's a lot of stuff happening that we need to tell you about. And it was nice to get our team back to this moment. So I really enjoyed the heist. I don't really have much more to say about it. I really like that flirting scene. And when Pri is like, first of all, Pri's makeup in this episode was amazing. And the idea that Pri was like, you front or back, you decide before you start. Like, yes, absolutely. You have these discussions. It was just dick jokes the whole time. And I loved every minute of it.
I mean, we all love a good dick joke.
Right?
The one that kicked it off was like, I couldn't believe they said ass to mouth.
I know. And I think Aaron Ashmore tweeted that he also could not believe that they allowed that on TV. Because they didn't just say it once. Like, that's the best part, is they said it at least twice that I counted.
It was twice. It was crazy. Said ass. I love the, like, television in the year 2017.
What?
Because
we're gonna allow
because
ass
we're
to
at a, we're at the point where they're just like, you know what, screw it, let them say what they want to say.
We've heard worse.
Yeah.
Well, the way the episode ends, not to jump around too much, once we have our sonic vibrator and we take it to explain to the team where Johnny and D'Avin explain to their team that that's this tool they have, and that's what they have. We have Fancy, Pri, Alvis, that other guy, they're all there. These are like the generals in the war room. And it just needs to be noted. You're done with the headphones.
Look, I got a lot of hair.
I know, girl, I know. It needs to be noted that Alvis, for the second week in a row, was finally in his proper monk uniform without a shirt.
Because it was really hot there, too.
Because they're indoors. So I assume it was hot.
Yeah, their AC went out. You know how it goes.
It needs to be noted because I've been complaining all season, and we finally got it twice now. Okay.
They went in and digitally removed his clothes for you.
I hope so.
No, but it's like, I love the idea that they, there's also like the science-y part of me is like, oh, that's really like, it's really cool that they were able to tap into that the Hullen communicate, like they have this like synced up like ability, and it's not just magic. It's not just like, oh, well, because of the green, they can totally like connect to each other. There's a scientific reason behind it. They can connect via a specific frequency that they can send to each other. It reminds me a lot of the philotic threads from the Speaker for the Dead Ender's Game series, which I know is like just weird words to 90% of the audience, but those of you who understood are like, oh yeah, totally does.
I really liked when it's presented to the team that they have questions. Like the question that I had was, okay, you have this device that will ruin the frequency of the ships. You also have 30 whatever of these ships. It will ruin the frequency of your ship. And they're like, what about that? And Johnny was like, we're figuring it out. Calm the F down. Because I appreciated that our team still had questions. Because as a viewer, I had lots of questions. How are you going to project this to them? How lucky for you. sorry, guys. It's real hot in here. I want to take a moment to thank you all for listening. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. We have a live chat open. Zach is monitoring it. Yes?
Yeah.
There are people there?
Yes, there are. And you guys are awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Please go to iTunes, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. We only have two more. That's right, two more after this until the season has ended. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on AfterBuzz TV. YouTube.com/AfterBuzz TV. That's what I meant. And rate and review if you like us. You can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars still broken, just like the AC. We are falling apart here.
No, look, we all like a good heist.
Yes.
Show, and especially episode of Killjoy. I also love that it was that they acknowledged that like the way that Dutch went in, like, this is like sort of a
back to
it's
basics.
A last hurrah for her in more ways than one because of the big reveal that we got.
We'll get to
but like that makes this like, if you could do one thing, it's like a make-a-wish moment for her. It's like, if you could do one thing, it's like, oh, I would have one more Killjoy's mission.
Right.
Like, old school. Like, no universe-ending stakes.
Yeah.
But just, like, bounty hunters in space mission.
Reclaim this item.
Yeah.
Or claim it for the first time.
Almost like reclamation was like a part of their title. Yes. And I really like that that's what she ultimately, I think she wanted that and needed that.
Yeah.
And so it made this mission like, it was fun, and there's also like another level to it.
It also feels like, as a viewer, first of all, I love heist shows and episodes, and like heists are my favorite thing. So the idea that we have an episode that surrounds that is great, but also like we haven't had them go on like a warrant in so long.
Yeah. Well, because they can't, because like there's other stuff.
But also like we don't trust what the warrants are because there's problems in the rack. So like there are all these other issues. So the idea that they were doing that was really nice.
Yeah. Aaron Rodriguez in the chat says Yael should cosplay as Borna for the finale.
Love it. speaking of, I'm going to just do it now. I am going to Fan Expo in Canada. And if you are there, first of all, you best come say hello. Second of all, I need cosplay ideas. Borna is definitely on my list.
Be Borna.
But please tweet at me cosplay ideas. Because
or be Anila. I think you would do well as an Anila cosplay.
Thank you. Thank you. I would walk around to Nuggets and Kendry's. And I would enjoy it.
Sure.
all right. Let's talk about Kendry, Anila, and Nugget.
And the lady.
Yeah. So we got a lot more about the lady this episode.
Yeah.
We understand that she is in the Hullen and she's stuck and she wants to get out.
So, like, the memory, we know that we can pull, like, Anila figured out you can pull memories, like, out of it and manifest them physically,
which I think is why we took the memory out of her head, so that she, so the lady doesn't know that Anila would be able to bring her out.
Yeah, in theory, right? Using whatever method she did the first time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's a question of like, who is the lady? Like, what? Like, what is she? What is like? What does she want? Other, well, we know what she wants. She wants a body,
right?
She wants to like this. Is basically all so that the lady, like the Hullen Supreme, can get a body back.
So, not to get all prediction-y, but...
Get prediction-y. I want it.
What if... I just assume the lady also looks like Anila and Dutch. I assume it's a third one. I'm gonna be real honest.
Somehow I doubt it.
I think that'd be so great.
Well, here's the thing. Somehow I doubt that was her original form. However, we don't know what this person
just
that,
got ideas. Okay.
That Kendry is going to give birth to,
right?
Who that is, or what they look like, or I think they even said it's a she. It's a girl.
They don't know that. I don't think they do.
They have giant spaceships. I feel like
no. I don't think they said that. I don't remember.
I think they referred to like
take it to the chat.
I believe they referred to her baby as a she. Okay. Either way, what if it's another little Dutch. Slash Anila?
So I want to also talk about Bryn, who is adorable, the like handmaid. She was so cute and Anila saved her. And I think that was wonderful. I love the end where the twist is that everyone who is free Hullen is now a follower Hullen. That's such a great punishment. This whole Anila Kendry, like, yes, torturing Nugget is fine and fun, but like I really liked when Anila and Kendry were just playing off each other. This like, yeah, like we're gonna torture him as much as you want, and ice cream. Like yes,
it's super like you're just like that's real. You know what? You guys are really cute. I'm gonna run away now.
See, I'm more like Bryn. Like yeah, let's do this. and we get to meet the library, which is samples from the plasma pools that they passed.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
I love the implications of that. It also means that like, my question with that is like, cause they have samples from all of these pools. Mm-hmm. Like, so if they have a sample from the pool that we poisoned.
Yes.
Like with Klein.
Right.
Is that like,
is it, that
could
poisoned
they regrow
now?
That? Could they use, well, here's the, yeah, the scary part is, could they use that bit of green to re-hull in the cleansed?
Oh, so like they really aren't cleansed. It's just in remission because they still have a piece of it.
Yeah, like I don't know. Mm. Like, are the cleansed truly like completely like green-free? Or could that one sample be used to regrow and then effectively just like click them back on?
I think those are excellent questions, and I think that absolutely means that. I definitely believe that that's what that means.
Fancy gotta watch out.
Yeah, I think that that would be such a great strategy for Anila in the coming war. Especially because the whole point of what the heist did was to get us this tool so that we could break their bonds. And like during that last meeting, Dutch says, you know, it's not, if they don't have free will, then they're really one group. You just got to take out the one.
Yeah.
And so the idea that like, well, then you still have 30, whatever, how many ships do we have? 35, 37?
Something around there.
Something like that. That we think are cleansed, but really is actually their sleeper agents. We're just like building up to such a great, massive
final battle.
I'm so excited.
But we almost didn't. The lady like was just like, "You've got it. All right, I don't give a crap about your battle with the quad. Turn it around."
Yeah. The idea that the lady could still control everything from inside the green is terrifying. Yeah,
but like, because Anila created her own green by stabbing herself over and over again, I guess she was able to use that to basically like introduce a virus, like for lack of a better term.
I thought it was more that she overpowered it with her strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know enough about green mechanics. Like, if there are two types of green, like, in the same bowl, like, does one win out?
Yeah.
Does it just, like, kick
the
other
one? We just have questions.
Yeah. That's why I say a virus, because it could be that it just, like, hers was so, was just, like, went in there and knew what pieces to disassemble.
Right. I like where your head's at. At the end, once we've saved Kendry, and I'm really glad that they didn't kill Nugget. And that he's going to be their pet. I really hope they treat him like a dog. like leash and collar and like dog foodie. I really hope they do that.
That would, yeah, Kendry and Anila, right? would both totally. They'd be like,
"Puppy." And call him Nugget. So
They would have him being like, he would be there during their private times. like handing them a towel. Do you need a water break, Ms.
Okay, so at the end of the episode, Anila says to Kendry, "I figured out a way to destroy both Dutch and the lady."
Turn Dutch on the lady?
I don't know. The other thing she says is she turns to Kendry and says, "I need you to just think for me first. You're not going to like it." While stroking her prego belly. I thus assume whatever it is in relation to El Prego Belly.
Yeah. I have no ideas on what she's going to do with the kid.
So like, it leads me to my thought on the predictions from the promo. But before we do that real quick, just to clarify, it became very clear this episode that if we kill Anila, we win the war. And Anila is the original source of Dutch, like so the tree. Dutch, so it'll kill Dutch.
Die.
In theory. That said, like, we don't know. That's not a confirmation. You can't find the promo. Can't find the promo?
No, I was just saying to Dutch dying.
Oh, I thought you were...
I was emotional about the character, also I need to find the promo because I didn't watch it.
I can tell you what's in it. Let's head into predictions. we can hear it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV. Predictions.
Basically, imagine you were out in the summer wearing earmuffs. That's why the headphones went away.
So, we have two more episodes. It looks like next week, Kendry comes to the team for help with the baby. And it does... do you remember... This is a spoiler for Grimm, for anyone who may have seen it. When Adeline was pregnant and the baby, like, clawed out through the belly.
They did one of those?
It was kind of like that. It looked like that. It looks like Kendry comes to Team Awesome Force for help. We see Turin. He mentioned something called Reckoning Night. The blonde Hullen lady is back, and she says to...
I think Bryn is going to end up being, like, if we're talking predictions, I think Bryn is going to wind up being actually pretty important to that movement. I don't know what exactly she's going to do. Maybe it's, like, her death that's going to spawn something if, like, she gets just has to be a red shirt. But I think that I don't think they introduced that character for no reason.
Bryn. Okay. So the blonde Hullen lady that battled with Fancy previously, she says, I think she says to Dutch, "You're definitely as crazy as her." We assume referencing Anila. Those are the prediction, or those are the things that happened in the promo for next week. There were lots of other things that I just couldn't catch because it was way too fast.
Yeah.
Any predictions?
Oh, I mean, other than my the ones I've done so far,
just lost my fan.
I think that the I think Anila's plan is going to be like to somehow like download the lady into Dutch.
Mm. So my
and then she just has to kill Dutch and she takes out two birds.
Right. I had a very similar idea.
Two bitches, one stone.
Which was that if Dutch goes to kill Anila and dies, and then the lady comes out in Dutch. Like Anila's death kills both of them, and the lady somehow uses that to get out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now that she has a vessel.
It would be an interesting way to, if Dutch does have to die,
mm-hmm.
to keep the actress,
yeah.
to keep Hannah John Kamen on staff, is basically the lady takes over Anila's body.
Mm.
And then, so, but like Dutch and Anila are gone, but now we've got the lady
in that
running
body.
Around in Anila's.
Why in Anila's and not in Dutch's?
Because if one of them has to die, if one of them dies and it's Anila, then
they
Dutch
both die.
Dies.
Yeah. I see. All right. Interesting thoughts. We would love to hear more of your predictions, just not at this moment because it's too hot. So tweet at us. Make sure you comment on the video on YouTube. Comment on iTunes. We will check out your predictions. I'm losing words. Zach, where can people keep up with you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ThatZachWilson. Also, I'm doing the AfterBuzz Defenders After Show. It's such a cool show. The new Marvel Netflix show, The Defenders, in case you guys didn't know what that was. Talking Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, all in one show. We did the first four episodes as two after shows yesterday, and right after this, I'm going into the studio to talk about episodes 5 and 6, and then tonight at 10 p.m., we're talking episodes 7 and 8. We're doing the whole show in one binge weekend, so if you're watching this later, by the time you listen to this, there's probably already all of the Defenders after shows available on iTunes and YouTube.
Awesome. Steven Lemieux was unable to be here, but you can find him online at Steven Lemieux. I don't know how to spell that. Steven Lemieux.
You have to pronounce the apostrophe.
Steven. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And again, if you were at Fan Expo Canada in Toronto, come say hello. Tweet at me cosplay ideas. I don't know what to do.
Aside you know from, what to do.
Aside from Borna. Other ideas, please. There's more than one day. All right, thanks. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.